Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you build that inner fortress of discipline, detachment, and peace because let's be real, the world can get pretty chaotic out there. Today we're diving into something super powerful. The art of reframing negative thoughts and emotions. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel spinning with worries and what-ifs? You know that feeling when a small setback sends you spiraling? Well, guess what? Stoicism has some seriously cool tools to help us break free from that negativity trap. Think about it. Our thoughts shape our reality. If we're constantly drowning in negativity, it's hard to see the good stuff, right? But here's the beautiful part. We have the power to change those narratives. It's not about ignoring our feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about gaining awareness, understanding the root of those negative emotions, and choosing a more constructive perspective. Ready to level up your emotional game? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you reframe negativity like a boss. 1. Recognize the thought, don't just react. The first step is becoming aware of those pesky negative thoughts. It's like catching yourself saying, "Ugh, this traffic is killing me," before your mind spirals into full-blown road rage mode. Simply acknowledge the thought without judgment. It's there, but it doesn't have to control you. 2. Challenge the validity. Now comes the fun part, questioning those thoughts. Is that thought actually true? Is it based on facts or just fear and assumptions? Remember, our minds can be sneaky little devils sometimes, convincing us of things that aren't necessarily real. Think about a situation where you felt super stressed. Was your mind telling you, "I'm going to fail this presentation"? Maybe in reality, you had plenty of time to prepare and actually nailed it. It's all about finding evidence to support or refute those negative narratives. 3. Look for the positive. This is where our stoic muscles really get a workout. When negativity strikes, actively search for the silver lining. Maybe that traffic jam gave you a chance to listen to your favorite podcast or enjoy some peaceful silence. You know, like a mini meditation on wheels. 4. Focus on what you can control. This is a huge one. Remember, we can't control everything in life, but we can control our reactions. Instead of getting caught up in things outside your sphere of influence, focus your energy on what you can change. It's like that old saying, don't sweat the small stuff. 5. Practice gratitude. This might sound cheesy, but trust me, gratitude is a game changer. Regularly acknowledging the good things in your life, big and small, shifts your perspective and makes it harder for negativity to take hold. It's like having an internal shield against those mental attacks. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. You know that feeling when you get caught in a downpour without an umbrella? You might instantly think, "Ugh, this is the worst day ever." But what if, instead of getting soaked and grumpy, you reframe it? You could say, "Well, at least I'm alive and able to enjoy this unexpected shower." You can even use it as a chance to people watch or listen to your favorite playlist. Remember, folks, mastering the art of reframing takes practice. Be patient with yourself, keep experimenting, and celebrate those small victories. You've got this. So, let's recap. Recognize those negative thoughts, challenge their validity, look for the silver lining, focus on what you can control, and practice gratitude. These simple yet powerful strategies can transform your mindset and help you navigate life with more resilience and inner peace. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one negative thought you're ready to reframe? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of positivity and support together. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic glow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.